Hi guys, welcome back to episode 8 of the Strong with Julie podcast. Today's episode is super exciting. We're going over 5 mistakes you may be making in your calorie deficit that is hindering your fat loss journey. So whether you're taking a break from your fat loss journey, maybe doing a maintenance phase, or you're just kind of coasting through the holiday season, this is a good episode to take some notes for future calorie deficits that you may go into, or if you ever want to share tips with friends. I think it'll be really useful because we're talking about science here. The energy output that you're having when you're in a calorie deficit needs to be higher than the energy input, and it comes down to science, and that's like the nerdy part that I like about being a coach. But before we get into that little recap of December 8th for me, it was a pretty basic Friday. I got up in the morning and I was craving a sugar cookie latte, if you guys saw my story. So I went to Starbucks and got that with the egg white and feta wrap. And then Gus was acting a little bit better today. If you listened to yesterday's episode, he had a weird reaction to his steroids for the ant bites. And basically the doctor was like, you can't, or the vet said that you can't just stop it cold turkey because he's acting weird. So we have to give one today and then skip tomorrow and then one Sunday to wean him off it. And yeah, he was just acting so weird. Like, it was wild. Anyways, that was majority of my day, and then tomorrow I think Brett and I are gonna get out of the house and maybe go on a little date, and then we have to go to Home Depot to get a van, and we're gonna drop off my furniture at this place in Clearwater that buys furniture. Okay, listen to this. Actually, no, it doesn't buy it. It takes your furniture and then sells it, and then you and the place split the profit. Because I've been trying to sell my couch, TV console, and my coffee table for probably 3 weeks now on Facebook Marketplace, and everyone that wants to buy it is so scammy. Like, I'll try to have a conversation with them and they'll just be like, what's your Zelle? Or what's your full information and your shipping address and your Zelle? I don't know, it's so weird. So yeah, that's been the few of my days. Pretty boring, but these podcasts are definitely keeping me busy, and I'm excited about today's episode, so let's get right into it. Okay, mistake number one is that you downloaded MyFitnessPal, Chronometer, Lose It, whatever app that you have that's tracking your food, okay? And you're following the macros that it set for you. We don't want to do that because these apps are notorious for greatly underestimating the amount of calories that you should be eating. So I don't want you to do that. What I want you to do instead is you can look up online bodybuilder.com or nutrition calculator. I know Gains by Brains calculator and then Bomar nutrition calculator. So they all are calories calculators and macro calculators. But what I want you to do is fill out at least 3 of them. Write down the numbers, and then you're going to find an average of the numbers. This is going to give you a really solid starting place because they all use similar formulas, but you can get more of an average answer instead of just sticking with one that might be slightly above, slightly below. So let's stick with bodybuilder.com, gainsbybrains.com, and then the bomarnutrition.com, all free calculators. So fill out that information and see where your maintenance calories are, and then if you want to go into a deficit, I want you to subtract 200 calories from that just to start off with, okay? And then as the weeks progress, you have more wiggle room, and I wouldn't go below a 500 calorie deficit, but utilizing these numbers and then inputting them into Chronometer, MyFitnessPal, whatever tracking app is gonna be way more beneficial to you and accurate. So for me, when I put my stats into MyFitnessPal, it set me at my maintenance calories to be 1,650 calories, which is very far off with the amount of exercise that I do and my stats. I am eating 2,200 calories per day with maintenance. So there's an example of how it can be very off. So that's mistake number one. And there's tip number one as well. So you try to use one of those calculators. You can even pause this and try to do it right now. And hopefully that'll give you a more solid answer. Mistake number two is that you're just guesstimating everything when you're inputting it into the app. So you're eyeballing a tablespoon of peanut butter. You're eyeballing 4 ounces of chicken. You're eyeballing your salad dressing. Eyeballing and trying to use your hand for measurements or even just using a tablespoon is not the most accurate way to track. I want you to invest in a food scale. And when I say invest, I mean, I think it's like $9, okay, from Amazon, Walmart, Target, they all have it. And utilize grams for everything. Just make your life easier. Let's just utilize grams and weigh things out. It's going to be tedious. It's going to be annoying for the first few weeks, but then it's going to be habit, and it's going to be easier for when you're eating out or at a friend's house to make those eyeball assumptions, but know that you have all of the tools and the knowledge that you've learned from tracking and utilizing the scale and seeing actual portions weighed out 100% accurately to do that. So while you're home, just make it a rule and a thing that you utilize your weight scale so you could learn proper portion sizes. Okay, now we have our accurate macros and calories set in our app. We also know that we are using grams to measure everything. The next thing I see people do wrong, this is number 3, is that in the app and on your Apple Watch, you see calories burned. And you are eating back those calories. We don't want to do that. So there's 3 numbers at the top of MyFitnessPal. I think it's the 3rd one. It shows calories burned, and then it adds it to the amount of calories you've left to the day. I don't want you to do that. You should automatically have that button apply and just have it always say 0, okay? Because let's say I do a workout and my deficit calories are 1,712, okay? And then I do my workout and it adds, okay, you burn 300 calories, so eat 300 calories back. That 1,712 calories already takes into account the exercise that I do throughout the day and my activity level. So if I'm eating back 300 calories, that's putting me at about 2,000 calories per day. 2,000 calories per day, which is a way lower, potentially not even a deficit anymore. So that's why you don't want to eat back the calories, okay? So just turn that thing off to make sure that you're actually in a deficit. Number 4 is you're overcomplicating it. So you have your calories in your macro set in your app. You're measuring it in grams and you're not eating back your calories. Cool. Now, the mistake that you're making is you're creating an unsustainable habit because you are cutting out foods. You don't need to cut out any foods. You don't need to leave out any food groups. Any foods will fit somehow, if you have the correct portion, into your calories and macros. Even if that's a whole pizza. Maybe it's a whole pizza, but if it fits into your calories and macros, guess what? You'll lose weight. Now, is that the most efficient way to go about a deficit? Absolutely not. We want to have high protein, high fiber, nutritious meals. But I'm just letting you know that as long as your energy output is higher than your energy input, you scientifically, okay, will lose weight. So don't overstress about it. Do not cut out certain food groups. It's going to make it unsustainable. You're going to crack at some point, okay? If you tell yourself that you cannot have soda, but you absolutely love soda, if you don't have like one little soda or two per week and fit into your macros, you're going to freak out. Or for example, I think soda was kind of a bad example because it's kind of bad for your teeth, but I love a set Diet Coke sometimes. Let's say some cookies, okay? You love the Nestle Toll House cookies. And every time that your family makes them now, you don't let yourself have them. You're going to go crazy. One day you're going to crack and you're going to eat, guess what? All the cookies. So let's avoid that. Have the cookie, make it fit into your macros, and move on with our lives. Last but not least, number 5 is what I like to call BLS, okay? Bites, licks, and scoops. You're having bites, licks, and scoops of other people's foods, maybe out at the restaurant or just around the house. You're just taking a little bite of this, a little lick of that, and you're not counting it, okay? And those can add up. I mean, one or two here and there, no, you're fine, you know? But if it's happening a lot and you're allowing yourself to be not as strict with your tracking, because in a deficit, you do have to be a little bit more strategic and strict about your intake because you need to be in that deficit to see the results you want, right? When you're in a maintenance or a bulk phase, these aren't as important, but just keep in mind that those BLSs do count and they do go somewhere, okay? So if you're in a deficit, try to make it a little bit easier on yourself. Just have the whole cookie, right? Instead of just taking little bites and then one bite turns into 20 bites, but you don't track it because it doesn't really count because you didn't have it portioned on your plate or weigh it out. You need to be real with yourself, okay? So those are the five mistakes that I commonly see with calorie deficits. Now, we're not perfect, right? But every day we just try to be 1% better, especially if we have certain goals and we want to feel a certain way and we're doing this for long-term health. It takes a little bit of sacrifice. It takes a little bit of being uncomfortable, but just know you don't have to live in a deficit forever, okay? And soon you're going to feel good. You're going to look good. You're going to look hot. And you're going to be eating at maintenance again, and we're going to get those calories back up because then we're going to reverse diet. And I have a whole post about reverse dieting. So if you want that in the free PDF, you just have to DM me. DM me on the Julie X Fit account, not the Strong with Julie. And just DM me reverse, and I'll send it over to you. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you have a lovely Friday night, and I'm going to go to sleep. Good night.